Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com, and today I'm going to be talking about dieting without the dieting mentality, which sounds super contradicting. But hey, the world is full of paradoxes, right? So anyway, I hope you guys have been having a good week. I've been just working through, I'm launching Intuitive Macros at the moment, which you may know of. Which is you have the option for 6 or 12 weeks basically. It's a group coaching program. So it's like all of my other ways of working with me besides one-on-one is through like self-paced courses. Whereas this is an opportunity to work with me in a group environment that's similar to one-on-one, because you'll get hot seat coaching. So what that means is we're going to meet on a weekly basis through Zoom, and Zoom is where I host my one-on-one sessions as well. And so what that means is you'll basically come to me each week for coaching as a group, and we're going to be talking and coaching you through your macros and the mindset work around it. So why is this different, right? Because typically, okay, let me tell you this. I've worked with coaches before years ago through macros, right? So I've been through this many times where I've signed up for a 12-week program and I've had a coach give me my macros and coach me through it. And let me tell you that even if they covered mindset stuff, it's a different approach that I teach around mindset stuff, because, well, duh, like I'm talking about the law of attraction a lot of the time, and I do have an understanding of things around eating psychology and stuff. So it's like completely different, right? And it's like a lot of the time, so I don't want to generalize here, like I always say, but it's like, what this is from my perspective, what I experienced when I've done macro programs, when I've signed up with somebody. It's like, it's this place of like, here are the numbers you need to hit, and it's about kind of proving that you can hit them. That's how I felt like. It was like, oh, I've got to hit these in order to get the result, and if I don't hit them, I won't get the result. And it's like that real dieting mentality. And that's not the fault of anyone except, well, me really, because that's what I'm here to teach you, is like how to do this without the dieting mentality. Now, what is the dieting mentality, right? What is the dieting mentality? The dieting mentality is kind of like scarcity. So scarcity is like, I mean, I'm sure most of you know about, you know, like attracts like. I mean, you guys know this shit, yeah? Like, we've talked about this. I think I've covered it more so in earlier episodes. And law of attraction, like attracts like. And that's the thing with scarcity, around money, for example, it's like attracts like. So if you feel poor, you manifest more situations where you feel poor, right? Scarcity around money is something that there's so many teachers out there on that. And so I want to show you that it's the same thing as with money as it is with food, because I spent a lot of years in the dieting mentality, and I can tell many, many other people have scarcity around food. And what this means is that on a subconscious level, you feel like you need to eat less or you need to cut certain foods out. And that creates scarcity in your brain around food, right? So I cover this in more detail in my Manifest Weight Loss course, actually. I go into the science of this, actually, and how this affects your brain and body from a scientific level, the scarcity around food mentality, because of the mind-body connection. But pretty much like the dieting mentality, even from a psychology point of view, which I've spoken about before, when you tell yourself you can't eat something, you want it even more. That's pretty basic, right? It's dieting mentality increases your allure of food. So when you say sugar is bad and I need to cut it out, sure, on a conscious level, you can think that. But if that's programmed into your subconscious, which is where a lot of people operate from, they then actually crave it even more. And this is what I notice pretty much everywhere, is that people have this energy of, oh, I want this, but I shouldn't want it. And they even make fun of it. Like, there's so many memes out there making fun of this. And it's like, guys, it's like, it's fucking scarcity around food. You're making life harder for yourself. Instead of being able to manifest a reality where food is easy, you feel freedom around food, you feel like you can eat whatever you want. That's just a perspective, yeah? It's like, that can, like, me manifesting a situation where I'm naturally slim, I'm like literally doing these quotation marks right now, but you can't see me. So I'm like, what's the point of me doing these quotation marks as I say naturally slim? But really, that's what I wanted to create, was a reality where I just ate what I wanted and listened to my body. And I naturally, like, now people are like, oh, you eat small portions and you're so tiny and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, but this is just me now. You know what I mean? It's just my identity. It's like, it's not really a big deal for me anymore. And like, I do, like, I eat enough. Like, I fucking eat enough because I have an awareness of calories and stuff like that. And I know that I'm not under consuming. Well, I'm not anyway, because my weight doesn't go down. It just stays pretty stable now. But like, it's like with this dieting mentality that people have, it's so rigid and it's so controlling and it's so energy consuming. And it's like people disguise the dieting mindset with being healthy. And I think that this is the scariest thing, because on a conscious level, you're telling yourself, oh yeah, I'm going to follow this cool meal plan and it's healthy and I'm eating lots of salads and I'm having these smoothies. But really, like, subconsciously, you still operate from dieting mentality. And I notice this in people's energies, that I can tell that they still operate from a dieting mentality. And it's funny because, like, I've even followed some, like, big people in spirituality and manifestation, and some of them post about their weight loss journeys or their, like what they're eating and stuff. And I just can tell by their energy that they still have some of that dieting and scarcity mentality subconsciously. And it's like, yeah, like, it's it's something that's, like I've said in previous episodes, I do find it to be a little bit contagious if I'm spending time around other people that start talking about food a lot, which is fine. Like, as in, I said, on a conscious level, you can be like, yeah, like, you can see that there's differences in food, etc. But on a subconscious level, so the way, what that means is your emotional reactions to food need to be quite steady. Like, you don't want to have a perception of food where subconsciously you tense up when there's a food that you shouldn't be eating because it's bad or whatever like that, or you start to feel guilty. That's kind of that's the dieting mindset, right? And so really that's going to affect your behaviors, it's going to affect your digestion, it's going to affect lots of things. But pretty much, like, dieting without the dieting mentality is totally possible. And I know it sounds really contradictory, but that's what I did. And I think a lot of people who succeed in dieting or have like a pretty like fit body and do it quite naturally actually do it from this energy. I've noticed, like, not everybody, but generally I notice that when I see people who maintain a stable weight year round generally aren't operating from that scarcity mentality. It's pretty much the people who, if you're yo-yoing in weight, right, it's pretty much 100% guaranteed that you operate from a dieting mentality. Otherwise, why would you yo-yo in weight? Like, I just don't see that happening. It's like, because, like, some people will be like, oh, I'm going to do this, like, 12-week program, right? And they push themselves and they're, like, fucking so disciplined and they're so good at being disciplined. Or maybe they're doing, like, a fitness competition, because I used to want to do fitness modeling. And it's like, okay, I'm going to do this fitness modeling and I'm going to get in super good shape. And they're in peak state on stage and they look fucking amazing. But the rest of the year they look bloated and puffy. And it's like, what's the point? Like, you're just, you're so extreme. It's like your body's going through this thing of losing weight, and then the rest of the year it's just like you're binging and you're gaining it back. And then it's like, then you put your body through that whole thing again. And it's not even healthy, really, to fluctuate in weight up and down that much. It's really not. But it's like, what's the point of looking amazing on stage and then the rest of the year you look nothing like that, or like you're just really bloated and puffy? And it's like, I'm not saying that, like, okay, no one can maintain the body that they have on stage, right? Because that's like, these fitness models, they've manipulated their water intake to such a way that they look that way on stage because they're like depleted from water as well. So like, yeah, I don't know. I can't describe it exactly. But it's like a manipulation that they've done to look that way. And like, nobody looks like they look on stage all the time. I'm not saying that. Because like, obviously, like, even me, like, you can't exactly see my abs or anything. Like, yeah, I could perhaps get to a place where I could maintain that. And there are people that do maintain a year-round pretty fit-looking physique. But what I'm saying is those people that really fluctuate, right? So I'm not talking about, oh, like, nobody looks like they look on stage. Well, nobody should, because it's not healthy. But there are people who, when they hop on stage, they don't have to do like a really extreme preparation prior, because they already maintain a pretty like lean and peak physique year round. And I noticed that those are the people that generally have like, I mean, I don't know for sure, but like some people that I've followed in the past, I've kind of gauged that they have a pretty good relationship with food. They're not, then their emotions don't fluctuate so much around food, and they don't have this like yo-yo dieting mentality, which is why their weight even though they're going through these fitness modeling comps and stuff like that, they're still maintaining a pretty lean, pretty normal looking, like good looking physique year round. Whereas there's some people that I notice that fluctuate up and down like crazy. And it's like really operating from that dieting mentality. And so you'll see these people, like I used to follow all these Instagram models and that they eat super healthy and whatever, but it's like they're in a different energy to you. And the reason I say this is because I kept on wanting to copy what other people ate, but my energy wasn't matched up. And then I would yo-yo diet and beat myself up for not having willpower, but it wasn't about that. And now I'm like I'm at that place that I always used to admire and want to be at and be like, oh, she's like naturally slim, or she, you know, I always get comments of like, you're naturally slim, you must have a fast metabolism. And like, you know, I'm a size Australian 6, which is really small. And it's like, yeah, it's like, that's what I always wanted, right? And it's funny because it's like I wasn't always like this and I created this. But like in order to get to this place, I had to change my conditioning around food. Meaning I had to stop viewing food from that dieting mentality. And what the dieting mentality is, it's pretty much what manifests as feelings of deprivation. And it's essentially it's not trusting the body. So it's seeing the perspective and the beliefs around it are that I can't trust myself, that my body is bad because it craves bad foods. It's this perception of like food is bad and like, yeah, it's funny. Like I was chatting to somebody the other day because I had some pizza, and it was like, oh, pizza makes me so bloated, and because it's so salty, it makes me so bloated. And it's funny. It's like maybe it's the gluten, because I eat gluten-free pizza, but because I have a small portion, like I only had 3 slices of pizza. Usually I'd have 3 to 4 slices, so that's like 4 slices to me is like half a pizza, depending on how the pizza was cut. But it, like, I have eaten whole pizzas before, like, don't get me wrong. If I haven't eaten much that day and I'm really hungry, or I can, like, if I have been eating pretty small meals, it depends on how hungry I am. That's what I'm trying to get at. And when I eat until I'm full, I've trained myself where full isn't I need to unbutton my pants type full, which is what a lot of people eat until like they're full, but it's like it's a different type of full because they've like trained themselves to eat large portions, whereas I've trained myself to eat small portions, so I can feel really full on a small portion. And it's like, wow, like I've just got a really small stomach, or I don't know, like, because it's funny, like I say small stomach, but like I don't think literally the size of your stomach changes. I'm pretty sure scientifically, like, it doesn't change the size of your stomach. It's just like you're just conditioned to feel full at a different amount of food. Yeah, but like it's like I've trained that to a point where I feel satisfied, but I don't feel that like bloated or whatever. And it's like, yeah, okay, when I wake up in the morning, my tummy's flatter than it is at the end of the day. I'm pretty sure that's just normal, yeah? Like, people need to get used to that. And that was one of the things with overcoming dieting, was not to have this hyper-awareness of what was going on with my body. Because I noticed, like, people that are really obsessed with their weight or whatever, which, like, I mean, we all have an awareness of how we look and whatever. It's not that you need to like stop and like be completely ignorant to your body and how you look. But it's like, I used to have this real hypersensitive awareness of it, where to the point that if I ate something, I would stress out and I would tense up because I didn't want to look bigger. at the end of the day. Like, for example, I was the type of person that if I was going out on a Saturday night, I'd skip meals during the Saturday so that I'd look slimmer when I went out drinking, which wasn't a good idea because that's why I used to get absolutely plastered because I fucking didn't eat. Whereas now I'm the type of person that's like, I want to make sure I eat a decent meal so that if I have a couple drinks and I have a couple cocktails, I don't get too drunk. And then literally I just have like a couple cocktails and then I'm done because I'm full, you know, and then it works out well. But I couldn't have done that when I used to tense up around this whole idea of I can't eat a big meal because then I look bloated and puffy. But it's like, I think that because I changed my relationship to food and I changed, because my body doesn't go into a state of stress and tenseness when I eat the dinner or whatever, a lot of the time I can just eat that three slices of pizza and I don't feel bloated or I don't get like really puffy. And I noticed that's different to how I used to be when I used to like tense and resist around it because of my beliefs around that food. I hope that makes sense because it's really important to understand that there is the mind-body connection. And like even when I told you guys that I went to see a gastroenterologist when I had really poor gut health, and yes, that I changed certain things around my diet, which helped me, and everyone's different in terms of what they're intolerant to, etc., etc. But he said to me one of the biggest things is stress. And I thought that it meant like stress just like, oh, I work really hard and I'm always stressed and whatever. But it's like, no, I think it's more to do with these subtle bodily responses that we're not aware of because we live in autopilot and we don't have any awareness of. And I increased my awareness of these subtle energies that I had and emotions, and I tapped into, because like for me with manifestation and stuff like that, it's you'll notice these subtle energies and you'll have awareness of things as you build, like, because it takes, I feel like takes, you need a breakdown and awareness of all these different things that you've been conditioned around. And when you tap into an energy and you're like, what's this? Like, what's this feeling right now? What's this energy? And you tap into it and then you realize, oh shit, like I feel guilty in this moment, or I feel like a sense of I shouldn't be doing this, or, you know, I did all that around food. And then it was like this, I'd tap into it and then I'd be like, oh, I'm tensing up right now. And I'll just like relax into it. And it was like, oh, and that's how I changed like my emotional responses around food, kind of thing. And it's like funny when people have that dieting mentality, and I believe that they kind of just, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where they do, not in all cases, right? Because I can't eat gluten, and if I eat gluten, like I do bloat up and have issues. So it's like what you got to understand is don't have an all or nothing thinking when I say this stuff, because it's like, it's not all or nothing. It's not like it's not like you, everything is caused by how your bodily response, your emotional response to it, but it affects it. So you have to respect that it does contribute and does influence things, right? So you want to rule that out at least by having a good relationship with food and not getting into that state of tenseness or heightened awareness of, oh no, what if like I just blowed up a bit? But also at the same time, it's like I think with intuitive eating, if you can get to that place where you portion control and you're no longer eating large portions, you'll get to that place naturally where you kind of don't feel sick or too full or whatever after a meal, and then you feel bloated and stuff like that. Like a lot of people eat really quickly and they don't register their food, so they're just not eating intuitively at all, and that's kind of the issue there. But anyway, I kind of got off track. Dieting without the dieting mentality, because this is pretty much like, I've spoken about this before, how I did so much emotional eating work. I did so much work around intuitive eating, but I still wasn't like fully losing weight how I wanted to. And I was still kind of a bit restrictive and fluctuating. And it wasn't until I counted macros and I increased my calories and ate consistently that I was able to get to where I am now, basically, and kind of get to a place where I just feel naturally slim. I don't feel stressed about food or my weight. And that was really, to do with changing my perception of dieting as I was dieting. Like, I did the macro counting for, I tracked my calories for 3 months. So during that 3 months, I was weighing my food every day. I even took my scales to work, my little food scales, right? And that can be dangerous if you operate from a dieting mentality. I wasn't, though. And I took things from a different energy. And if you can do that, you can greatly benefit from the consistency and freedom around that. Now, it's very specific the way that I did it and the way that I teach it in Intuitive Macros. So I really want you to understand that if you've counted macros before and you felt deprived, it's because you haven't addressed the dieting mentality and you haven't addressed this all or nothing thinking. You have this fear of failure. You have this perception of weight loss that there's only one way to do it and you need to do it this way. And if you don't do it that way, you failed. That's what the dieting mentality, it's very, very rigid. You need to be flexible with any kind of weight loss plan. Why do you need to be flexible? Because a normal body response is to get hungry when you start losing weight, right? Ghrelin increases as your body fat goes down. This is a temporary thing, okay? People yo-yo back up in weight because as soon as this happens, they think it's them doing something wrong. They think that they need to be more restrictive, which only makes it more like of a tension and a resistance around it. So they've been going really confidently. They've been fucking on track with their eating plan. They've lost weight. Then there's a tipping point, right? There's a tipping point where they fuck up because that's a normal part of the body wanting to refeed. And they see that as failure. Then because their mental perception of what they're doing changes, right? It changes. They manifest the weight gain back because they lose the feeling of empowerment, okay? They start to feel powerless around food and themselves. They start to be hard on themselves. They start to feel as though the weight is coming back, and then it manifests. I know this because I did this over and over again, and now I stop myself from doing this over and over again. Meaning I tap into an energy where I am stable in my weight. I tap into an energy where my beliefs about my ability to remain stable have shifted. And this is really important. And this is why dieting without the dieting mentality is so, so important if you want to follow some sort of a structure. And the reason why I teach structure like this is because when we follow meal plans, we typically have to cut foods out. So typically, if you don't have an awareness of how to portion control around certain foods, you will have to then, pretty much what people do is they cut out carbs or high calorie foods and replace them with vegetables. That's the strategy that majority of people use to lose weight. They up their vegetables and they reduce their carbs. That's what I used to do. That's what everybody generally does. But what this does then is if you're going in a large calorie deficit, you'll then notice a fluctuation when you do eat carbohydrates. And that's what I used to hate. I used to hate that big fluctuation. So what I learned was more consistency through tracking my calories. And that's what's amazing about my program Intuitive Macros, is that it's not just about the macros. I'm going to teach you about the macros. So probably, like, if you've done my No Diet Babe Academy, then basically that program does cover some stuff about macros, but I don't go as in depth around the energies and how to set energetic boundaries around your weight and your beliefs. I don't go as in much depth. Like, I want to really go in depth with intuitive macros, but pretty much with intuitive macros, it's like I'm going to teach and guide you on like the reverse dieting aspect, because it's group coaching, yeah? So it's not like, oh, here's the information, off you go. Like, it is to a certain extent, but because it's like you'll be able to ask me, hey, Barbara, I've been consuming this many calories, X, blah, 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 or this is what I'm eating, blah, 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 and I'll get to coach you on it. That's why it's different, because when you purchase a course or whatever, if you're not one-on-one coaching with somebody, you can't really ask them questions. I've bought so many courses in my life and I've like not even spoken to the person that created them, right? And I've learnt a fuck ton from them, but hell, I've never spoken to them. I've never had a chance to ask them a question or like get guidance on how to apply that situation to my situation, right? Whereas if you join Intuitive Macros, I'm going to fucking help you. If you can't show up live to the session, that's fine. You can ask me in the Facebook group. I'll answer it on the live training and then you'll get to watch the replay, right? So that's why it's really, really important. And I also wanted to like actually add a bit of a bonus, right, for those who pay in full. So if you pay in full, I've decided that you do actually get a bonus, right? So you'll get a bonus. I might actually just announce it live, announce it on my Instagram. So make sure you follow my stories, right? Make sure you follow my stories, because there's gonna be, if you pay in full, there's actually a bonus. So just follow my stories. I'm gonna tell like stories on Instagram. If you're not following my Instagram stories, you should be following my Instagram stories. But yeah, no, I'm gonna announce it and also like through the email list, so keep an eye out on that. It's actually a public holiday here in Melbourne. It's Australia Day today. So I'm just pretty much recording this podcast and then I'd like to like have some chill time. But basically, in terms of intuitive macros and what we're going to do, pretty much like we're going to do some pre-work, right? So what's the pre-work and kind of like the beginning of this coaching course is to assess your dieting trauma. Dieting trauma is the shit that you've been through in the past around weight and diets, which we want to tap into the core of why it feels hard, okay? Because motivation, right? Motivation is about changing your perception of something so that it doesn't feel hard. If you want to be fucking motivated with something, it can't have this strong emotional feeling of like, oh, I don't want to do this. Like, people who go to the gym consistently don't overthink it. They just go, right? It's a routine. They just go. And it's like, it's not this heavy energy around it. And so what we want to do is we want to tap into this heavy energy. But what we want to do is specifically around the tracking. So because if you join up for intuitive macros, obviously, you know, you're getting yourself into a position where you're going to be tracking foods through MyFitnessPal, which I'll show you how to do. And I'll show you, you know, how to use your scales and stuff like that to weigh food, right? But what we need to do is we need to overcome any limiting beliefs around this and any energy where you feel like it's hard, any energy you feel embarrassed about it, any energy where you feel like you shouldn't be doing it, or like Yeah, that kind of stuff. Like, because we don't want to sabotage your relationship with food. So it's a really important thing that we have awareness of, and we don't ignore these feelings that might come up of like trauma around dieting or feeling discomfort in doing the strategy. So that's what's really important. It's like, we need to address any feelings that come up, because this kind of shit is what leads to self-sabotage, yeah? Because people don't keep an awareness of these subtle emotions and feelings and thoughts as they come up, and these beliefs, and then they self-sabotage. So what we need to do pretty much is go through and do some check-ins with the dieting trauma, which pretty much we'll be doing as we go along through the 12 weeks, right? But the different things that you're going to learn and what I'm going to coach you through is pretty much how to be intuitive about your macros, in the sense, not just intuitive eating per se, but intuitive about what calories to hit and when to change them. This is like really important, because I've worked with coaches that gave me numbers to hit, and then I'd end up binge eating because I wasn't like, okay, so the numbers that they gave me were scientifically correct, but my body doesn't, like, you don't fucking know how I feel. Coach doesn't know how you feel. If I'm feeling really hungry, I have to communicate that to my coach. Or I can, like, through this course, it's like, I teach you how to, like, we'll communicate that together. We'll be able to suss that out together. And it's like, right, so like, you need to work with your body, not against it. And it's typically what people do around macros, especially if they're not working with somebody. They'll think that they have to fit into this little box and that's what they should be doing, and they've got to force themselves to do it. Whereas no, I'm going to teach you that it's the opposite. You've got to, because using law of attraction, right, if you're in this mentality of pushing and forcing, that's where you're going to yo-yo diet and gain it back, because that pushing and forcing energy feels hard, right? It feels forced. It doesn't feel good. That's why you have trauma around counting macros or following diets. And that's why you've manifested a reality where it feels hard, except you can change that and make it feel easy. And that's what I'm going to coach you through. So anyway, that's what I mean by dieting without the dieting mentality, because the dieting mentality is not intuitive, yeah? So the dieting mentality is very rigid. It's a very all or nothing approach. It's there's good and bad foods, and it's this energy of, oh, I want what I can't have, oh, I shouldn't have that, oh, I need to be disciplined, oh, blah, blah, blah. That's like the dieting mentality, right? And so this, we need to fucking let that go, because it's scarcity, yeah? It's why you crave more foods. If you fucking let go of the dieting mentality, you would realize in time, if you conditioned yourself that you no longer give a fuck about ice cream and all that foods, not that you never eat them, but you're not like, oh my God, I really want to eat this, but I shouldn't be eating this. It's not like that. It's just like, oh yeah, like I fucking had pizza and I just had a few slices and it's no biggie, you know? And it's like, I don't even fucking want ice cream anymore. I told you guys when I came back from Bali, I have this thing when I come back from Bali and then I crave certain foods, and I had this momentary feeling of wanting ice cream. So I bought the ice cream. I bought this, like, I forget what it is. It's like a salted caramel thing. And I did my process, which I'm going to teach you guys in intuitive macros, of like how I portion control the craving and then eventually phase it out. It's like, oh, okay, so I had it and then I now have forgotten about it. It's literally, I have that ice cream in the freezer and I'm probably not going to eat it, to be honest. I'm probably going to throw it away. Not because I'm trying to force myself not to eat it, but I genuinely just don't fucking feel like it anymore. It's like, not interested in it, right? And this because I don't put myself in a large calorie deficit, I think it also, I don't get a lot of cravings for things like chocolate and ice cream and that, I notice, whereas I used to want to binge on them. But it's also because of the dieting mentality, right? Because I'm not thinking about food all the fucking day long. I have a life. Yeah, I have a life. I'm not constantly focused on the weight loss. What you focus on expands, guys. If you focus on food all the time, you'll constantly have more cravings. I'm a fucking genius, right? Anyway, I've been like talking for ages. But I just want to tell you guys, dieting without the dieting mentality is super important. Oh, I'm clapping. I'm not allowed to bang. Not allowed to make extreme noises, because when I get passionate about the topic, I start banging things. So I'm like, don't bang anything. Okay, so you guys can hear me. Anyway, there's literally like 4 days. No, 3 days. There's like 3 days to sign up. 3 days to sign up, you guys, for Intuitive Macros. This is your chance to... This is like the closest you can get to working one-on-one with me. And we're going to track macros, right? And we're going to do it from an intuitive place. But it's so much more than that, you guys, because I'm going to coach you on your specific needs, which means if you've got shit around dieting mentality, if you've got the incorrect energy around food, if you've got some stuff going on around emotional eating, I'm going to be able to coach you through that. Yeah, it's like working with me one-on-one, but it's a group environment. So it's a really good opportunity, because I know that in order for you to lose weight, you're going to have to address your thoughts and feelings and beliefs. And if you, it's fine, it's totally fine if you want to lose weight and you want to sign up for some meal plan, but please do some work around your thoughts and feelings and beliefs. That's why I've created Intuitive Macros, because I really want to support you around your energy around food, and I want to help you set some energetic boundaries where you don't fucking gain the weight back. And I know what kind of self-sabotaging thoughts that you go through and what gets you to the tipping point of giving up and gaining it back. And that's what I want to help you with, okay? So you guys have 3 more days to sign up. Okay, so I'm going to announce a bonus, right? I'm going to announce a bonus. So if you sign up, and this is going to be this round only, and you sign up, you get my Manifest Weight Loss course for free, okay? You get my Manifest Weight Loss course for free. And if you, I haven't decided yet if it's for the painful option or the, or both. So I'll just let you guys know. But basically, if you already have the Manifest Weight Loss, you also just get like, if you already have the Manifest Weight Loss course, then you'll just get like a bonus session. You'll get like a bonus session with me one-on-one, which is fucking amazing. Like, because you'll get the group sessions, but you'll also get like a bonus one with me for what to talk about, whatever you want, right? Now, the other thing is that I wanted to also provide you with kind of like an introduction 20-minute session with me for us to go over your macros individually and privately, okay? So we'll get to go over your macros individually and privately as a like a private session as part of the program. So I'm going to post some more details coming up, okay? So I'll let you know. But guys, you just literally have 3 more days. And yeah, it's like, I won't be doing this for a while, because this goes for 3 months. So I think that if you're looking for accountability, support, and guidance, but you need, you want it from a law of attraction perspective, like you don't want to be fucking up your mentality around your relationship with food, but you also need some sort of a structure and then transition into not needing a structure because you're fucking on board with it all, your beliefs have changed and you trust yourself, then Intuitive Macros is for you. I want to support you. Like, I want to be there for you. It's going to be small group coaching, so you'll get a lot out of it, okay? You'll get to be in my energy. And like I've told you guys before, if you spend time with somebody in their energy, you eventually catch on to their beliefs and their perspective of the world and the way that they view food. That's how you can manifest becoming naturally slim, if you notice how that beliefs and energies around it is, right? So that's why you want to get into my energy. You want to spend time with me so you can catch my energy. It's like contagious. People's energy is contagious, right? So then you can then tap into that perspective where it's easy to push and control. It's easy to lose weight, that kind of thing, yeah? Anyway, you guys, love you guys. It's www.nodietbabe.com/intuitivemacros and you have 3 days. Okay? Love you guys. I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.